This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, June the 27th here at Gillette Stadium. Another Patriots.com Roster Report Podcast. And you know it's the slow time, Paul Perillo, when construction workers outnumber players here at Gillette Stadium, and the construction on the football operations area still ongoing. And we had a nice little tour of that today, a nice expanded facility, which certainly is bringing things up to date and making it a very modern, impressive football area. And that will probably help out in free agent recruitment in the future. Unfortunately, right now, we don't have any free agents to talk about. There have been no signings, no moves of late here at Gillette Stadium. Yes, we are all still holding out hope and waiting on Dustin Keller. You're not on. Or Jermichael Finley. We'd still like to see a tight end addition. But that's for another podcast down the road at some point.
Just so you know, my mic was on here.
Well, now it's on.
Somehow it wasn't on.
Kevin was too busy putting flags.
I was getting the kids' mics ready.
Didn't turn up the mics. Yes, we may have some young voices join us later in the podcast. But first,
Uncle Sam asleep at the switch.
Wackly Wabbit. We're going to talk about the quarterback position, Paul. The roster breakdown. We're going to look at the players.
Yeah, because we don't have anything else to talk about.
It's true. And talking about young people joining the show, well, we might as well talk about the young quarterback joining the roster. We all know Jimmy Garoppolo, the heir apparent, the second round pick, the highest draft pick at the position since your guy.
The guy.
Drew Bledsoe.
The guy.
And basically, that has added a little life to the position, I would say. Tom Brady's still just chugging along, even though some people believe he's fading and no longer elite. And Ryan Mallett may be playing out the stretch here on his rookie contract, heading into the fourth season of that. But Jimmy Garoppolo, Mike Giardi loves him. Ladies love him. Does Paul Perillo love him?
I don't know yet.
Excited about him.
I like my first impression of him dealing with him in terms of talking to the media. I liked very much. I thought
polished.
Thought he was very polished, poised,
ready for the role.
Acted like he had been there before, and
which
for
he
a
hasn't,
guy,
by the way.
Well, that's what I was going to say. For a guy who really hasn't been in that environment, I thought, and I was
beat writers they got at Eastern Illinois.
Like I was involved in his press conference at the Combine, and to compare his performance at minicamp, or it might have been one of the OTAs, to that was night and day, the improvement, just how much more comfortable he appeared. But none of that really matters, Andy, if he can't play. We know he's going to be a part of this team in 2014, but we don't know what Ryan Mallett's situation is going to be. So that's where the competition is going to go. Is it a true competition? Does Garoppolo have to beat out Mallett for the backup in order for the Patriots to keep only two? Or is this one of those things where Mallett's going to be here this year, and then whatever happens next year, we'll deal with it then. But that, to me, is the lone intrigue at the position right now, backup quarterback.
Adding a little intrigue is the fact that Ryan Mallett did not practice over the second portion of OTAs and minicamp. Apparently dealing with a knee injury, was working with the rehab players. And for those of us that do believe he's competing for a job, I think there is a chance there will only be two quarterbacks on the roster. And
I
if that's the case,
definitely a chance
it's obvious that Garoppolo will be the number two.
No question.
And if that is the case, I think Garoppolo benefited from extra reps with the number two unit as Mallett was sidelined.
Yeah, and Garoppolo got off to a slower start because he was involved in that rookie thing with the NFLPA in Los Angeles. So he missed a couple of days of work in the spring, but then he more than made up for that by getting almost the entirety of the second team reps later through OTAs and then all through minicamp when Mallett wasn't out there. So I agree with you, Andy. I think that was a big, big plus for Garoppolo. And again, physically, just curious as to what you thought. We talk about the things that he did at Eastern Illinois, and we talk about his quick release and, maybe a little bit more athleticism than the other two quarterbacks in terms of his escapability, his running ability. What did you see physically from him? I saw a guy who could throw the football, but
which is important at the quarterback.
But with shorts and t-shirts on, it's a little bit different.
I first of all, at 6'2", I expected him to stand out for being a little shorter than the other two who were 6'5 and 6'6". I didn't think he stood out and looked like a short, quote-unquote, quarterback. I didn't feel like I was watching
Drew Brees. I didn't either, and I've
seen
that written in some places, and I haven't really seen that.
The other thing that stood out to me is the ability to throw on the run and that athleticism. They clearly used a lot of rollouts and different things, and that will be part of the offense at whatever point he is on the field playing quarterback for this team. I think it might be part of it. You know, we saw packages for Tim Tebow last year. I think you might see some packages for Jimmy Garoppolo.
What kind?
Just rolling
think?
Out, just some boots and different things.
I think that might be a little bit more conducive to his skill set.
Not only just conducive, but it's also a way, you know, you run a boot and you get a tight end wide open. It's one of those confidence boosters, a nice easy throw for him short that I think you could see in some preseason action and then down the road at whatever point he actually plays. But, you know, the one thing that did stand out, I thought he had a nice zip, and we talked about it all with Fred Kirsch one day. He and Brady were making run-of-the-mill 12, 15-yard throws. He appeared to be throwing the ball harder and more, with a little more zip than Brady.
Yeah.
Not that that means anything, just a simple observation. So
and
I think physically I've been
well.
Impressed. Physically I've been impressed with what I've seen, as you said, in shorts and T-shirts. We'll find out what happens as things advance. I don't want to finish this, though, without talking about the guy who, oh, by the way, in his 15th season is a Hall of Fame quarterback, number 12, the starter, the offense, Tom Brady. A couple interesting aspects that I thought came out in recent weeks in relation to Tom were his throwing coach, Tom House, who's taken over the last couple years after the death of Tom Martinez, talked about one of the things they work on is the timing of his stride, and that's one of the things that can get a little bit out of whack is the timing of the stride, and when Brady's off, he gets a little long there. And the long ball, that's something Tom has wanted to work on and admitting he's had some issues the last few years. Some people believe it's never been a strength of his game, but I thought that was interesting, and then I thought the last thing that was really interesting, we've heard Brady say, I want to play another 10 years. And we've heard him say that for like the last 5 years. So right now he's about to turn 37. That would put him at 47. But according to House, the number that's sort of out there, which I didn't know was necessarily out there, was 43 to 45 is the range that Brady would like to play to. That's right. Interesting. I mean, that's 6 to 8 years from now. So, you know, we're talking about Jimmy Garoppolo playing in whatever, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Well, if Brady's playing 6 to 8 and Garoppolo's playing in, Chris Berman was, I'm not sad.
Well,
I'm
now you're understanding a little bit more of why I was so opposed to the pick.
Well,
in the first
but you
place.
Also have to presume that Brady is going to indeed play for an extended period.
And those that have been arguing with me about the lack of decline in Brady's game would have a hard time making the argument to me that he won't be doing it.
Right, but I do think, and Fred is expecting it this year out of Peyton Manning.
Well, Fred expected it on a Tuesday. On a Thursday,
right.
He didn't quite feel the same way.
I
don't know what Fred thinks.
Some of those things can come on a little more quickly. And then, you know, interesting, his idol this week, Joe Montana, was on NFL Network and said, play as long as you can. Don't stop playing. I regretted it as soon as I left the Chiefs. I should have played longer. The season started. I wanted to play. I thought I could still do it. Play as long as you can, he said to Brady and Manning.
And I would imagine, especially for quarterbacks, because quarterbacks don't generally get beaten up.
Right.
It's not like, I'm done. I just physically don't have it anymore. Generally, a quarterback could probably still play. And I know Drew said, as soon as that season started, the next year after he was done. But then
well,
once he was removed from it, then he was okay. But what same thing that Montana said, you know, he regretted it. And then if you recall.
So it happens to the greats and the run of mills alike.
Remember, he got a call from Jacksonville, and he said no.
Nobody goes
enough,
there.
Well, this is before Jacksonville was terrible. This is when they were that, you know, wild card team, you know, with the Jack Del Rio as the coach.
Would you have gone?
But I would agree with Montana. You know, play until you just don't want to play anymore. Don't quit because you think it's time to quit and you're supposed to quit, and that's what people are expecting you to do. Play if you don't want, you know, hang them up when you think that you just don't want to play
especially
anymore.
When you have the secrets of the TB12 method to keep you rolling. He feels as young as ever. He's as healthy as ever. Didn't get hurt last year. And we'll find out if Mallett and or Garoppolo can compete. But that's going to do it for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. We broke down the quarterback position. We'll look at some other positions as the year rolls on here. The slow time of year when construction workers in hard hats are plenty at Gillette Stadium.
What do you guys think about?
And who else is a plenty?
Huh?
Uh-oh.
You got nothing
stage
to say
fright.
Now?
Stage fright.
You guys asked me if you could talk on the radio, and I said yes at the end, and now you got nothing to say? What do you think of Tom Brady?
He's good.
Well said. That's
TJ,
gonna do it.
You got anything to add to that? No. All right, then. Yeah, they aren't the best analysts in the business for nothing.
Certainly not your kids if they're short for words. For Paul, I'm Andy Hargan.
Yes, we are!
Come on.
I'm in love with a girl that I call old school. Sipping on my brandy, I'm feeling brand new. Got the feather in my hat because I'm just that cool. You peeping at my alligators, bent kind of slew. They peeping at me, pimping.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.